time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandal. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, it is tea time. And I love me some Harry Styles. He's got some new music, which I'm totally vibing with. I'm totally feeling. And Joe's nodding his head, yes. Do you like Harry Styles as well?
Yeah, I do. This is how, like, I'm so off base today. I thought you're like, I like hairy legs. That's what I thought you were like. That's like, I was thinking of the Joe Biden clip about, I got these hairy legs and the kids like them.
Joe got this huge smile on his face and he's like, yeah. I'm like, whoa, he likes Harry Styles.
Sorry,
too.
No, I do like Harry Styles. I like his new music. I'm sorry.
And he actually does a great job hosting. Sometimes he fills in for James Corden. And so they were behind the wheel, he and James was giving him some tips.
Do you have any advice for me for hosting this show?
Well, a big thing is you have got to make your guests feel comfortable. A lot of that is about feigning enthusiasm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Even if a guest tells a story that isn't that funny, it is. So look, I'll try it with you. Just say, oh, I'm going to park the car.
I'm going to park the car.
Oh, my God, we got more of this. What if we can stand it when we come back after the break? That's what it is, okay?
That's good advice. We do that sometimes here on this show.
Never. Not us.
Well, Joel Osteen and Kanye may become the dynamic duo. Will they go on tour together?
I feel like he's definitely genuine. He seems like it to me. I mean, only God knows a person's heart. But hey, I'm for giving people the benefit of the doubt. And he seems like it to me. And every time I'm around him, he's a great guy and sincere. And he loves to help people now and to lift people's spirits. So that's a great thing.
It's a great thing, and those two are planning an event at Yankee Stadium in 2020.
That's huge.
And then they also may include Chicago as well. So they're just going to do some big that we could that'd be fun.
That'd be a fun thing to go to.
Yeah,
we got to do a lot of road trips here on the show.
We certainly do. And our producer Leonard Bree took in one of Kanye's services, and he said it was awesome and it lived up to the hype. While Jordan Woods, okay, she is the infamous friend of the Kardashians who allegedly made out. Whatever, got with Tristan Thompson, had a little affair when he stepped out on Khloe. First things first, rumors are going around that Khloe and Tristan are getting back together or have got back together, but she's keeping it on the DL because people think he's bad and that she deserves so much better and that she's crazy for getting back with him. Now, Jordan Woods sat down with Jada Pinkett Smith at the Red Table Talk and took a lie detector test.
So are you ready to do your polygraph?
Yes.
Are you now in the state of California?
Yes.
Are you currently sitting down?
Yes.
Did you have sexual intercourse with Tristan Thompson?
No.
All right, this concludes the test. Jordan, I thought you did a fantastic job and you definitely passed, and I believe you're being truthful on the test.
Ooh. Wow, that got right to it. It's like, what's your name? What's your favorite color? Did you sleep with him?
Yeah, I know. Like, you got to get like two little fluffer questions in there. Like, did you hook up or not?
Then you get in there. So she says she doesn't. Although I think those things can
did
be
he
beating.
Get in there?
Yeah.
Because we're getting in.
Very interesting, though. She wants to prove that she is innocent. And if she is, I mean, that's a good way to do it. Well, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is a married man. Once again, he married his longtime girlfriend and baby mama, Alexandra Johnson. Here's the thing. Why did they get married at 7:45 a.m. in the morning?
Started very early.
Why would you have a wedding at 7:45 in the morning?
I mean, I had to work out. I had like the 8 o'clock workout. I'm only kidding. We wanted to have an early morning wedding. That way we said the vows, get it over with. And then by 10, 11 o'clock, we're hanging, we're having brunch with the family.
Wow.
And plus in Hawaii at that time, it's a beautiful time with us and my ancestors watching over us. I mean, it was truly a magical
well,
wedding.
Okay. Aw, that's so sweet.
I wouldn't want to do a 7:45 wedding as a guest, but have you ever been to like a kind of a brunch wedding?
Ooh.
Have you?
No, I have not been to one.
Two of them. They were both gay weddings, so maybe the gays know what they're doing. Amazing. I was drunk by 1 o'clock. It was fun. It's a great thing. Let's have your weddings earlier in the day. That way we can go party, pass out, wake up, and do something later in the day.
That's so fun. I feel like if I ever got married again, I want to do a destination wedding.
Can I be the flower girl?
Yes, you would be
yes!
Beautiful.
Yes! Throwing those making it rain flowers and roses everywhere.
Deal.
All right, I appreciate that. So, I don't appreciate this. You want to test me, I guess, on some words or something?
Yes, because these are like hard to pronounce it, and I feel like sometimes you make up your own little words that you don't know if they're actually words, so this is going to be a lot of fun.
All right, that sounds amazing, because I can't spell. I will do that in less than 10 minutes. We're Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now.